Welcome to Private Conversations with Denzel Baxter, and this is Season 2, Episode 6, Lost. All right, you guys, so let's see. This is going to be a very, very interesting episode, and I don't think I'm going to give, like, a lot of hot tea because, I mean, people come and go, and so do orgasms, but... You know, I know one day I'm going to have a bigger, bigger platform and I got to really dive into it. And probably by then I won't even give a fuck, but I'm still not going to drop too much. But I'm going to drop enough. This is season two, episode six. And my life is very, very interesting right now. And, you know, you meet a lot of spirits and some are dark, some are beautiful, and you mix them sometimes and it becomes a volcano. And sometimes that lava, you know, overflows and it starts to burn and seep. And, you know, you can get out of the volcano, but the devil with you, you know, follows. And you're like, no, I don't need you anymore. You know, like, I was with you in the volcano, but it's like, I gotta go this way. You gotta go your way because I came in the volcano because of you. And so, you know, sometimes you gotta break that loss. You got to break that. And, you know, this is somebody that I'll always care for. And I'm going to go into another situation before I go into this. But sometimes you just got to clock out on that person, you know. And it's so simple. But when that person's not where you are mentally, it kind of hurts them. And it is what it is. Good night and good luck. Lost and gone. I miss you, but the dawn is too long. When I met you, I was at my lowest. When I met you, you were at your brokest. Brokest in many ways. We were never good for each other. So that's why I decease you. In mind, body, and spirit. We popped pills, we did drugs, we did lots of love, but it wasn't love. Why wasn't it love? You're broken, I'm broken, we come together, and then, whoa, and. I don't miss you, I miss you, I miss you, I don't miss you. You're weak. Defeat, I did my part. I was an addict. You saw that and you still accepted that and you dealt with my bullshit. I dealt with your trauma. 3 hours of venting every night and you would spend the night. I don't let niggas in my house 3 nights in a row. It was like, whoa, yo. You told me that you wanted to spend... Ooh, should I go there? Ooh, I should, because you'll never be there again. Shoes before rent, you could have moved in. Ooh, love spent. Oh, God damn. Is it true? I'm over you, boo. Now let me say my part. Let me do my part. Father was Uncle Clifford, so I decided to be an auntie. And sometimes I was sauced. Sometimes I was lost. Sometimes I would honey finger you in the sauce. Then one day I moved. I kind of got the groove. I started punching niggas, but with my mouth deep throating. Under choking, nigga, are you serious? I didn't see niggas harder than you on a fucking Sega Dreamcast. Go figure. But I was bored and you were scorned. So guess what? You can be scorned. I throw you in the trash. Here's the bag. Put it over your head. Smother it, nigga. Go be dead. Here's the truth. Do what you do. Damn, I love you. Oh yeah, I forgot. I was owning my part. I was addicted to hood niggas from the start, 'cause they got deep flow and they carry a gun, and they got a big dick, but sometimes they take buns. They take dick in the ass like a jailbird. Had one all the way from, let me not say it's his birthday anyway. Look, I've always had an addiction to hood niggas. This was my time to shine. I've wanted the nigga for years. I knew how to get him, so I got him. I went about it the wrong way. I was childish, I was immature. I did not know that y'all hood ass niggas have that much trauma. I've never had any human being in the world of life vent to me like that before. It was disturbing. And it is what it is. I take full responsibility. I was wrong on my part for being toxic. I am toxic. I'm working on that. That's why I'm in therapy. And let's go ahead and continue this podcast. And I'm sorry. Post that, since May, I've been on my complete Caucasian shit. That's the thing. I've been on my Caucasian shit. The nigga came back. And I was like, oh, and he came at a dark time again, as they always do. And so I was on my shit. You know, I was on, I was on some Pauletta type shit. Like, I was cool, Gucci, worry-free. Thanks to those Marilyn Monroe documentaries and all that shit. Like, we in December. We about to go to January, my nigga. So this is May. May. So we June, July, I've been on my good shit. You know, I fucked up in August. That's another podcast. But, you know, it wasn't no hood shit. It was on my regular float and go. It is what it is. But yeah, this motherfucker came to my doorstep, as they always do, and he'll never go away. But for right now, let's continue. So I just got through finished crying because there's so much I could say. All I'm going to say is, nigga, all caps, therapy, comma, grammar, comma. That's all I'm going to say. I literally have tears running down my eyes. Song of the day, Be Kind by Marshmello / Halsey. Love the song. It's about being kind to your lover. I was not always a nice lover to him. The thing is, it was not a situationship. In my mind, it was not a situationship. It's friends who fell in love, or friends who love each other, and blah blah blah. Be kind. I should have been more kind. It's hard for me to not judge niggas who it's hard for me to not judge niggas that I'll let that lay where it's at. Collide by Justin Sky, because that's about an 18-year-old just being sexy and young and free. And when you first have your collision, I remember being 17 and young and innocent, and before all this bullshit started. And if I had clocked in and learned about Marilyn Monroe a little bit earlier, I wouldn't have even had these fucking issues. But at least, you know, it is what it is by now. I love y'all. I hope y'all hear this. I want to talk some more shit for about 5 more minutes on this next segment, but I'll say, on this, we do what we can and we clock out. Good night and good luck.